That's with my colleague Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We've had only bad news in Brazil, so we're going to neighboring Argentina. And one of the joys of the weekend was seeing the photograph of Elon Musk showing Javier Milei, the new elected president of Argentina, with his Beatles haircut, around the manufacturing base in Boca Chica, where they're about to launch the fourth version, or the third version of Starship and Super Heavy. And President Milei's face was lit up like a child's. It was wonderful to see, but they also talked lithium. And I mention this, Ernesto, because it is Musk who's taking on Brazil, and it appears that a Musk is ready to adopt in some fashion. He'll make money at it. Argentina, this looks like a good relationship. How did you read these news items?
Oh, I read those news very hopefully. I think this pair, Musk-Milei, they can make a huge change, maybe in the world. And it's interesting because it's those things are converging. Their joint attitude, their joint program to develop new technologies and make the base for Musk's activities in Latin America, but also Milei's stance for free markets and for Western values, and his stance for freedom of expression as well. We should remind that he and his foreign minister, they said all Argentina is open to help protect defenders of free speech around the world. So kind of offering their protection, their embassies or something like that. And also their attitude or Milei's attitude regarding Iran and his very strong note and reaction and official note regarding Iran, condemning Iran and defending Western values. So you have this very important convergence of someone like Musk with the money and the initiative and the innovation and the clout to change the discourse and to change the way things operate and the way the economy operates, and also identified with free speech. We have Milei identified with free speech, with freedom, and with Western values as well. So things are changing because right. What's been happening is that censorship and the adoption of a totalitarian model, a Chinese model, in a way, like you said, in Brazil and elsewhere in the West, comes together with the support or indifference, at least, towards Israel and support to Iran and support to the terrorists. So if the world needs wants peace and wants freedom, I think Musk and Milei are showing the way. You have an entrepreneur and a statesman together in that.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,